where the hits hit the universe. Your number one preset on iHeartRadio.
This is Z100.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in.
Every time, everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me.
it break my heart.
This morning starts at the toe.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Z100.
Hey, do you have something in your house or in your car that's been broken? It's broken. It's been broken. You just accept it and you move on.
Yeah.
You don't get it fixed. You just leave it there and you just kind of work around it.
Oh my God.
I know Froggy, when I stayed at Froggy's house in the guest bedroom, the shower, mm-hmm. he had to come in and give me a tutorial on how to open, like a turn on a shower.
Yep.
Right. Because it was broken. And if you turned it the wrong way, water would come shooting out of the wall. And so I had to let you know that don't do that. You're going to cause a giant mess here.
Yep.
Exactly. He said, bop, bop, bop. I said, what? He said, are you about to turn on the shower? Like on the other side of the door. I'm like, yeah, what? No, put your pants on. I'm coming in. So why don't you get it fixed?
Because that requires hiring a plumber.
Yes.
And I tried to fix it myself a couple times. It never did really mm-hmm. fix it. But you know what? When I showed you how to operate it, it worked. Right. That's all that really mattered.
Mine is the shower, too, because so the water comes out of the shower and the tub part at the same time. And no matter what I do, so if someone's over, I have to go in there, jiggle the thing, turn the thing a certain way, and then you can get both kind of.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for so long, but it's like,
just accept it.
Whatever.
That's my point. Sometimes, maybe people, the same thing. Mm-hmm. You have someone in your life who's totally broken.
Yeah.
Just accept it.
That's it.
Anyway, what about you, Gandhi? Your parents' house.
My parents' house drives me insane. So when I was there, my dad had a triple bypass. I realized their front door was the thing that was broken. You could not get in and out of that thing in one shot ever.
Oh my
gosh.
You
had to jiggle it and like hit it at a certain angle, lift up. I'm like, this is not acceptable. You guys just live like this? This is a fire hazard. I got them a new door while I was down there.
Oh, that was nice.
I was like, this Happy is birthday. Crazy. Why are you guys living like this? I said, oh, it's fine for us. We know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got scary.
I don't suggest any of you use the bathroom in my apartment because you think you're locking the door, but what happens is anyone from the outside could just pull the handle, don't even turn it, and the door opens wide because the door jamb is misaligned with the lock. So the door doesn't close. You think it's locked, but it ain't.
Man.
Okay, so we have this microwave oven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a flat, you know, panel with the numbers on it. There's no, and so you have to bang on the two, bang on the four. And then it's one of those the sliding drawer microwaves.
Yeah.
So you have to like hit, open, and sometimes it won't open. So you have cooked food in there that you can't get to.
Oh, geez.
No.
I've learned you have to like push it and just hold your finger on it and just like rub your finger in circles and then it'll open.
Nope.
Never got it fixed.
That's hilarious.
Do you have Kim on the phone?
Yes, I do.
Can we talk to her? Oh, yeah, hold on. Anyway, my friend Kim. She and her family spent the weekend at our house. She's like, I've got a list of problems.
Oh, no! That's hysterical.
And I'm like, what? Okay. I didn't know. Something wrong with my shower?
She's like, I don't want to say anything, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that Kim?
Yeah.
Where is she? I'm 24.
I'm here. Hey.
Hi, Kimberly. Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so you and your family, you stayed at the house, and there's a problem with my shower?
There is. So the kids woke up in the morning and I was like, go take a shower before we leave. And Nick was like, okay, cool. So he goes in the bathroom. He's like, mommy, it won't turn on. I'm like, yes, it would. I'm like, let me try. And it didn't. So then Andrew got in there and I was like, oh, I'll try. And it didn't work. And I said, well, let me go get Elvis or Alice. And Andrew was like, no, don't bother them. It's early. So I made them shower when they got home, but it doesn't turn on.
What? Oh my God. I have an entire shower that doesn't work. I didn't even know it.
I love it.
I mean, the alternative was going to shower outside, and we just weren't doing that early.
Yeah, no, we don't need naked kids running around.
Oh, man.
I thought you guys smelled kind of funny when you left. All right, I will. Something tells me we're going to figure out how to work around it so we don't have to pay a plumber. We'll figure it out. Don't you love it? Kim, have you ever been in someone's shower and it doesn't have a handle? It has like a wrench? That's like disconnected to the thing. You have to turn the wrench.
Yep. My grandma's shower actually has a screwdriver on the side. You have to put the little circle thing on and then use the screwdriver on the right-hand side. And if you turn it too far, you're going to get boiling water. And if you don't turn it enough, it's going to be freezing.
Okay, question. Yeah. How many years has it been like that?
All my life.
Yeah.
That's my point. It is. Look, we all agree that things break down. Things break. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we just live with them.
Yep.
It's okay. All right. Whatever. All right.
The problem is sometimes you live with them and then it gets to the point where it's so broke you can't fix it.
Yeah.
It's like,
and you're I'm okay.
What's that, Frog?
Even the last house, the one where you had to turn the shower on that way, you know when I fixed it? When we moved.
Yeah.
So I lived there. I lived in that house for 6 years. It was broken the whole time. The day before we moved out, I got it fixed. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, we don't want the new people to know how we lived.
Right.
Right.
All right, so Kim, by the way, Kim sent us all those shirts she printed with her new, her new shirt printing business.
Yeah.
What is your, what's your Instagram?
So it's Kimmy Kim Prints with an S. We basically have t-shirts that are really expressive, but simple. They're super soft, which is nice. They wash really well. And we just add a sweatshirt.
Kimmy, it's Kimmy Kim Prints.
Sweatshirt.
At Instagram. Check it out. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim, I can't promise that shower's going to be fixed next time you're over.
All right. Well, I mean, there's always body splash, right?
Yeah, always, always. Hey, love to Andrew and the kids and little Nika. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye. Right. There you go. Sorry. I mean, I guessed in my house. Didn't even know my thing was broken.
Yikes.
Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning. So it's been broken and it's never going to get fixed because you just accept it. What is it?
So it's actually my mom and it is her car visor. And so I learned this because I went to drive her car and I go, Mom, what happened to your visor? And she goes, oh, just use this. And she hands me her 80s visor and her sunglasses and just tells me that that's what she does and that it's been broken forever. And she just doesn't care.
I know. It's like you would think that a visor in a car could be somewhat easy to fix, but you just accept it.
You would think so.
Whatever. Leave it the way it is. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I get it. So did you look at your mom like, Mom, hello?
Yeah, well, because my husband fixes tons of things in her car. So I said, why didn't you ask that? She goes, oh, it's not a big deal. Meanwhile, that's a big deal for me. So I would have had that fixed immediately.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You know what? I have this weird pet peeve about cars. And I was telling the girls here a second ago, if I get a dent or a ding in my car, I have to have it fixed immediately.
Really?
I cannot. If it's a little ding, I'm okay. Like like a door hit it. But if there's a dent, someone ran into my whatever or ran into a whatever, I can't drive it. It has to be fixed immediately. I can't drive a dented car.
Oh, I know. I hated my car. It was not only dented, everything was wrong with it. It was so bad. When I used to do radio appearances, I would park far away so people wouldn't see me get in. It would start like one out of three times. It was terrible. Sometimes the roof would come down, the little like cloth part.
Yes.
Not good while you're driving. But whatever.
I love that. All right, Lauren, tell your mom we said hi, and with or without a visor, we love her, okay?
Okay, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah. God, who is this, Nikki? Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
What's wrong with your boiler?
So the boiler, every time we run, like, anything that uses any kind of warm water, it just runs the heat throughout the entire house.
Oh.
So if you run, like, if you started a dishwasher that uses hot water, you can't heat the house?
Yeah, it heats up the house. So, you know, when the weather's kind of nice, my house is like 80 degrees all the time.
Oh, no.
Why does it do that?
There's some kind of valve in the pipe that's not working correctly. So, and I just haven't gotten it fixed. It's been that way for like a year.
And the thing is, you're used to it, you accept it, and you move on. Right? It's going to be like this until the end of time. All right, thank you. Good luck with your heated house. So that reminds me, I don't know how to fix it, but you know, I still have that toilet.
Oh, yeah.
The water's always hot. It's like Satan's toilet.
Oh.
No, it's like the water, you could actually boil potatoes in this toilet. And I don't know, they got something wrong, and so it fills up with hot water. And you sit on it, you go to sit down, and you can feel steam coming up.
Oh, wow. I would panic. Like, what is that?
It boils your booty.
Yes.
It does.
Nice steam.
But I like it. It's interesting.
Maybe you should put your face there. You know how the steam... Everybody wants a nice little steam for your skin. Maybe that's the way to do it.
Oh, there have been some mornings my face has been on the toilet. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
You know, we're finding, Christy, a lot of these things are plumbing issues that we just don't fix. Like, what is the problem with your sink?
My cold water dripped constantly. Mm-hmm. And I had fixed it and it stopped for a little bit and then it started dripping again. So I just turned the cold water off to the bathroom sink. Now either you wash your hands really fast before the water gets too hot or use the bathtub.
Okay. So the question is, look, that could happen to any...
Yeah.
That could happen to any sink. But the question is, how long has it been like this?
About a year now.
Wow.
You got to wash your hands in like 8 seconds so it'll be scalding hot.
Well, in my house, it's cold for like a minute. So you're good. All right. Good, Christy. Keep it that way. I think it's charming.
I'm going to.
All right. Have a nice day. Thank you. Oh, Straight Nate just sneezed.
No, just the allergies.
Yeah, isn't that funny? If you sneeze or you cough, you have to tell everyone, ah, 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 ah.
Yep.
Or if you start coughing, ah, I went down the wrong hole.
Yeah.
Jen, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing well. You know, what's broken in your house that needs to be fixed, but it will never be fixed?
Well, actually, in my mom's house for years, the start button on her microwave, we couldn't press it in. So I came to visit her one time, and she had a toothpick laying next to the microwave. So I put something in the microwave. I went to start it, and I'm like, Mom, the button, I can't press it. I'll use a toothpick. So we have to wedge this toothpick in to start the microwave. And it even got to the point where sometimes the toothpick would crack and break, and there would be like the little piece of the toothpick left there.
Oh.
And we'd be using and wedging this little toothpick in. And one time we lost the toothpick, and we couldn't even start the microwave.
Oh, my God.
You know, and how long has it been this way?
Oh, forever. Like, how much does a microwave cost?
There you go.
We kept that toothpick there forever.
Wow.
We never got it clean.
Well, toothpicks are a lot less than new microwaves. I don't know. All right,
seriously.
Thank you, Jen.
And can I just say, I listen to you guys every single morning since I've been in high school. I'm now a full-time teacher. You guys are amazing. You make my morning every single day. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
Well, first of all, thank you for your consistency and your listening to us every day. And also, more than that, thank you for being an educator. We love our teachers. Love them. Yeah.
Love you,
Jen.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Hold on a second. I'll take these two more. What's Mike up to? Hey, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
So you're growing up with a dishwasher in the kitchen, and how's that work? How did it work out for you growing up with that dishwasher?
So my dad refused to fix it, so my mom just ended up using it as storage for like Little Debbie snacks and all these sugary snacks, and we never knew about it. And then one day we opened the dishwasher, and there were snacks everywhere. We're like,
see, that's actually smart, because a kid would never, ever want to open a dishwasher. Nope. And that's all.
No, that, absolutely.
And it's the pantry of fun snacks.
Anyway. Hey, listen, I appreciate everything you do, and I listen to you every morning, and I thanks for the laughs and all the fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike, and God bless your parents' dishwasher.
Yes, thank you.
Take it easy, man. Thanks for listening.
We just have the nicest people calling this morning.
What's going on?
I don't. You know what? It's easygoing people.
Really?
They're so easygoing. Yeah. I don't need a dishwasher. That's a pantry. I'm going to be nice to people today. Finally, we talked to Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened? Oh, hi.
I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you, Catherine.
I can't even believe it. I cannot even believe I just spoke to Diamond. I'm so pumped. This is really exciting.
I can't believe you spoke to Diamond, too. She hasn't talked to me in a week. She's giving me the silent treatment. All right, so another plumbing issue, but it's not really plumbing, but your toilet. What's wrong with that? How long has it been broken?
Okay, so it's probably been about 3 years. And my son, Charles, he's really super clumsy. And I think at the time, I'm trying to remember when it actually broke, but you had to take the top off because it was always running.
Yeah.
So he took the top off, and he smashed it on the floor.
Oh.
So now we don't have a top to the toilet bowl. So it was making my mother-in-law crazy because it's like 3 years. So my mother-in-law goes nuts. She doesn't understand how we go through, you know, we have things that just break down. We don't fix them. We just live with it. So she takes a piece of wood one day, and she comes over, and she puts it on the top. So it looks like a shelf. So now I have this piece of wood, and you still have to lift the piece of wood to stop the toilet from running.
Oh, God.
But
okay, no, wait.
Now we use it. She put, like, candles on there for me. She put, like, a little flower.
I know, but you got to move all that. You got to move that stuff. And you
have to move everything every time you flush the toilet bowl.
Catherine, question. How long has it been this way?
It's been, like, 3 years. I know. Well, we need to redo the bathroom, and we just keep putting it off. But, we could just get a toilet bowl.
But you're like us. You're like us. There are things in our lives that we just learn to accept, and we just leave them the way they are.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Do you call it procrastination, laziness? I don't know. Or maybe we become, like, it's a part of our life now, and we adjust.
Yeah, we just accept.
All right, Catherine, thank you very much. Thanks for listening to us. And those things, that list in my head of all the things in my house that need to be fixed?
Yeah.
Still not going to call anyone.
Yeah. No. I like to think of it as us being so adaptable.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah.
It really says a lot about us.
Yes.
is good. Is that what it says? I think it says we're lazy asses, but that's okay.
No. She's right. Adaptable.
Oh, okay.
It's those people who can't adapt in life, they get it fixed immediately. Gotcha. Shame on you people. It really says a lot about your character.
Right now, next up, more Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
And you are not going to move.
Z1.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
Z100.
Yellow diamonds in the light.
I appreciate that.
And you've got good phone taps. What are you doing today?
So this is what we call a reverse phone tap. Now, it started off with Bella emailing us and submitting an idea saying, hey, I want to play a phone tap on my dad, Dan, about our family dog. I said, that's cute, but let me call up Dad behind her back and say, hey, your daughter wants to play a phone tap on you. I think it would be funny if we really phone tap your daughter, Bella. So that's going to happen. We're going to start the call to Dan. We're going to play along. He's going to play along, and then all hell breaks loose.
This is awful. You
no,
do
he's
this
not.
To people.
It's fantastic.
It really is a bad idea.
Hello?
Dan, this is Todd. I have your dog, Duty.
What do you mean you have my dog?
Well, your dog showed up at my business this morning when I pulled into work, and it's been hanging out with us. And
are you kidding? Damn it. My daughter left the gate open again. All right. Where are you? What's the business?
I work over at Laces on here. If not.
Oh. I was just there the other night. I know where that is.
Oh, great. You're familiar with it. Great.
Yeah, by the way, is Crystal working tonight?
Well, I could check the schedule. I'm not very sure about the girl's schedule, but...
Hey, man, could you do me one favor? Well, I'm stuck at work now.
Okay.
But I'm looking to get out tonight anyway, so could you hold the dog to tonight, and I'll come by and, you know, get a lap over the two while I'm there?
Garrett, we have to stop.
Hello? Is somebody else on the line?
We need to stop this right now.
All right.
What are you doing?
Dad, stop talking. You need
Bella?
To hang up.
What are you doing on the phone, Bella?
Hang up. We will talk later.
Bella, just let me know if I could be of any help, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, Dan, I hung up on her. Are you there? I think we kind of freaked her out a little. All right,
Oh, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, yeah. Dude, hold on. She's calling my phone right now.
Perfect. Listen, I need you to three-way the call in and record it on this end. Try to push her buttons just a little bit, all right? We'll see how this works.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on.
What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you? You're disgusting.
What?
What is the matter with you? You're going to, like, strip clubs?
What are you talking about?
you're like talking about getting lap dances and like going to strip clubs.
No, you misheard.
I literally just talked to you on the phone. I heard exactly what you said.
I went, you know, a couple of years ago with some guys after work. And
how long have you been going?
Well, I'd say at least a couple times a week for a couple of years.
Oh my God, you're gross. That's gross.
Oh, it's just a bar. We watch the ball games and there's, you know, some other entertainment.
Ball
it's not a big deal.
Bar. Why are you going to a strip club?
Not a strip club. It's a gentleman's club. A lot of gentlemen go there. It's fine.
Oh, God, you're like in denial. Like, tell me, does mom know about this? Does mom know?
Here's kind of the funny thing. She saw it on my credit card statement a couple of months ago, and I thought she was going to be really pissed at me, but she's actually kind of into it. She goes with me sometimes.
What?
You know when we say we're going to movies? Yeah, we're at the strip club.
I'm, like, traumatized right now.
In fact, remember when I wanted to know if you wanted to come to church with us and you said no? Yeah, we didn't go to church. We were at the strip club.
Oh, my God.
Your mom goes to it. What can I tell you? She's a free spirit.
So gross.
How we're so happy and lovey like,
Dad,
we,
Dad,
like
Dad,
we used
Dad,
to be. It's
shut
all because
up, Dad. I don't want to hear this.
Hey, Bella.
Who is this?
It's Garrett.
Where did you hear him from?
You wanted to play a phone tap on your dad. We actually played a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
So all that was not real?
No. You think your mother would, A, go to a strip club, B, let me go to a strip club? Are you kidding?
Either way, I'm so grossed out right now.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
where the hits hit the universe. Your number one preset on iHeartRadio.
This is Z100.
I'm more than just an option. Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I bet if I give all my than just a number.
Hey, hey, hey.
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. The mission.
Hey, hey, hey.
You hear but you don't listen.
Hey, hey, hey.
You better pay attention.
Hey, hey, hey.
And get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. Too many times I've been wrong. I guess being right takes too long. I'm done waiting, there's nothing left to do but give all I have to you. And I better find your loving. Find your heart. I better find your loving. I bet if I give all my love, then nothing's gonna tear us apart.
Wake up with no jammies.
Elvis Duran
and the Z100 Morning Show.
Take it to the floor. Ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ.
your face got me so intrigued. I'm so intrigued.
List of things to talk about today. Let's see. Bad sex with a coworker.
Oh.
Let's see.
Oh. It wasn't that bad when we did it. Stop.
Yes, it was. It was awful.
It was terrible.
Too much. Hey, kind of on a serious note. Have you ever had to tell someone to stay away from you for good? Like, have you ever come to like a point in your relationship with someone, a friendship? Right. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this person is toxic. I don't have room for them in my mind or in my heart. I don't have the whatever to deal with them.
I had to do it because someone stepped over the boundaries. So I was very close friends with this guy, and Sheldon and I were dating. And at one point, I think he knew Sheldon and I were getting serious. And so he took it upon himself to tell me how he felt about me and write me a letter and all this stuff. And it got to the point where I said, we can no longer be friends because you stepped over that boundary and Sheldon wasn't comfortable and I wasn't comfortable. And the saddest part is that we were so close. We were such good friends. And we haven't talked since. But, I mean, you know, he unfortunately did something he probably shouldn't have done.
Wow, that sounds serious.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's just through a life of separation? I have a friend who had a cousin in the family. And they haven't seen this cousin in a long time. And then out of nowhere, they said, let's call him, see if he wants to come over. And the guy said, you know what? Let's just stay away from each other for good. We really have nothing in common.
Oh, wow.
You could easily just say, no, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? but no, it was like, we have nothing in common. I really don't have any room in my heart or in my head for you. I'm so busy.
Yeah.
So let's not worry about it. Let's just agree to go separate ways.
I think that can definitely happen.
It definitely could, and it is kind of a clean way of taking care of it. Like, okay, done.
It is, and I think at certain points in your life, you do have less in common with people that you had things in common with at one point. If you have kids and they don't, or if you know they move and you don't, I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen in life.
All right, I have a list of people I want to do this to.
Would you want me to call them for you?
And none of them are in this room. Yeah, if you could make a phone call for me. This is one of those things in life. I mean, do you really, I don't know, do you really want to cut it off cleanly like that? But then you never have to worry about it again, or you feel like a schmuck. You're like, man, never mind. I'll just, I'll just run away from them every time they text me.
And Melody like, is called. Oh, sorry. I feel like most of the time it's one person calling the breaks, not both people.
Probably, yeah. Okay, Melody from Jacksonville's on line 20. You actually had a friend break up with you. Is that true?
It is.
Oh.
What happened?
She was a super good friend, and I just had a span of years where a lot was going on. Like, my mom passed away. She was there. I danced in her living room the night before my mom's funeral. We've had sick kids together, blah, blah, blah. But then she was just like, after a while, she just said, you have too much. And she had smaller children after, you know, she had another baby. And so she was just like, I can't do it anymore. She's like, I can't handle my own stuff with my own special needs child and my new baby and yours. And so she was just like, let me sit back and deal with my life. And then when I'm ready, I'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, So question, did she drop her other friends or was it you in particular? You just brought too much angst into her life or something? I mean, how did she explain that?
She didn't. She sent me a text message and she was like, let me be honest. And so I don't know. I gave her, you know, that time. Oh, I just didn't respond back. I was just like, okay, well, if she loves me, weird. Yeah.
That's going to be weird. Did that make you feel like, okay, what did I, it made you start processing it. Like, what did I do wrong?
Right. Here?
I don't know.
Yeah. Or how can I be a better friend? How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
See, it's good that that's how you took it and you weren't like so pissed off and angry. Like if you took it that way and thinking like, okay, maybe I did do something.
Thankfully, I have a good self-esteem.
Right. And you probably have other friends in your circle, so you're fine. You're good.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I have a couple other friends. I have purposeful friends. How about that?
Yeah. That's very important. Yeah. And, you know, keep in mind, she could be going through something that we just don't understand. So, right. I don't know. Anyway, well, Melody, sorry you got dumped. It's going to be okay. But I you sound like you're totally fine. And so I like hearing that in your voice. That's cool. And thanks for listening to us.
Of course. I do every morning.
Thank you. Have a good day. You know, because right now, I'm thinking, you know, a lot of us are coming out of the pandemic. During pandemic, we just shut it down, right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, all the pressures are back. The calendar's starting to fill up again. More people have expectations for us. And we're just accustomed to sitting on the couch and just being independent, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And living in our own little bubble, on our own little island. So I have found that since life is starting to come back, it's a little frustrating. And I don't have the space in my life for a lot of the things and a lot of the people that want that space.
Yep.
So this is interesting. Yeah, what's up, Frog?
Elvis, have you ever gotten upset with somebody and said something that you probably didn't mean?
Never.
So we all know the person that I was friends with, and I had a disagreement with her, and I told her, I don't ever want to talk to you again. That was about 10 years ago. We never spoke again after that conversation, ever. She took me up on that offer. That was it.
Well, yeah.
And at that time, I meant it, but I didn't think it was going to go that way, and it did. And so you got to be careful when you tell somebody, hey, I'll never want to talk to you again. They might take you up on that. So be careful when you do that.
I would hope you don't say that unless you mean it.
Yeah. Don't shoot that bullet unless you want to hit the target. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I see that. Yeah.
I did.
I don't know. I just see the beauty in cutting it off cleanly. If you know that they're not going to serve any purpose in your life in the future, and you really aren't going to really want to be there for them if, God forbid, they do have an issue.
Right.
So you got to find a way to let it go before it gets nasty. Hey, Kristen is on line 22. Had to go her separate ways from someone. The problem was it was her neighbor. That's really close to home, right, Kristen?
A little. Like, right next door. Hi, guys.
Hi.
A lot. Hi. That's got to be very, 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 very strenuous on you, having a neighbor you cut off. So things were just not going like you wanted them to go as far as a friendship goes?
We had in, like, a three-year history, a couple where she sort of just went off on me for different... And I'm a very kind person and stuff, but then one Christmas she... left and sort of told me that and said she had a dog sitter, so it was over a dog. And I didn't see anyone go by. So I spent my time just sort of going over there. I had a key to her house and making sure, and still didn't see anyone coming by. And then I confronted her with it very nicely over text message, just saying this is not acceptable. You know, some people, you know, in so many words, you shouldn't have a dog. So she took offense to that, and there it goes. And she told me that, you know, stay out of her business, and she has enough friends. And I said, cool, I'll put your key in your mailbox.
And that was
wow,
it?
That was it.
Sort of. And we, you know, we'll be out working in the yard at the same time, and sort of, you know, just ignoring another human person.
<That's> yeah, that is very, very somewhat uncomfortable.
The way she laughs about it.
Yeah, but when you have them as a neighbor, that's a whole new concept. Yep. Of like, wow. But look, you know, you just don't see it eye to eye. Just because we're both humans doesn't mean we hate each other. It's just we're just not supposed to be around each other. We're not meant to be friends. And as soon as you can buy into that fact and that concept, you're good. Let it go. It's like, okay, we just weren't meant to be. I have one friend from my past. It's the same thing, Kristen, not a neighbor. But we just agree. We agreed that we're never going to agree on anything. We don't have the same expectations in from life and this and that. So we just let's just call it a day. And actually, it was relieving to be able to just let each other go. I don't know. Well, good luck with that. Either you move or you just see her out there gardening every day. What are you going to do, you know?
Right, but I just need to say that if anything happened, I would go to a rescue if needed. I mean, I'm not that crass, but
right. No, I got that, and I would hope that would be the case with her as well. All right, Kristen, thanks for listening to us.
Okay, you got it.
So that's it.
Wow.
You know who I'm talking about. You have that list of one or more in your life that you just don't want to deal with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's messy. It can get messy trying to get rid of them. And there's guilt and whatever at play. But gosh, don't you deserve to live cleanly and not have to worry about them anymore? I don't know.
Yep.
Some people think that's a very cold way of looking at it. Someone actually sent a text and went, what? Friends don't last forever? I never knew. Well, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
They do not.
They can also do things to mess it up, and you're like, see ya. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a heavy conversation. Hope we're not depressing anyone or making anyone sad.
I think we're going to make people make these calls today. Someone's getting that call this afternoon. Hope it's not me.
At least, at the very least, Danielle, reevaluate your relationship
with
people.
Yeah, of course.
Follow. At Elvis Duran Show. 100.
New York. When Z100 is your number one preset.
Hit music is everywhere.
This is Time Impala.
Jenny.
Run from the sun like Dracula. 100.3 FM in the car.
This is The Weeknd.
I only call you when it's hot. And on our free iHeartRadio app.
This is Ariana Grande.
Switching in positions for you. Looking in the kitchen and I'm in a bedroom.
Reset your presets to New York's number one.